Now, my next guest has picked up not only a regional award, but now a national award for the best aesthetics business in the whole of the UK. That's not bad, is it? She won at the National Best Aesthetics Business Awards, which took place on Friday at the HG Wells Conference Centre in Woking. And Sarah Hallward owns Shaw Aesthetics, which is based in Capel. Let's put Capel on the map. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Because you're kind of halfway between Horsham and Dorking.
I am, yes. Okay. So approachable from all angles.
So you went along to this ceremony and you thought, well, you knew that you were going to get a regional award, but then they surprised the national accolade on you as well.
Yes, that's completely correct. We had a nice dinner and after the dinner, they announced all the different awards for all different categories. And yeah, my name came out as the national for the best aesthetics.
Gosh, how did you feel?
Rather elated. Couldn't get the smile off my face. Yeah, just pretty chuffed, really, and a really nice end of the year.
Okay, now, I've got my birthday tomorrow, and I spent most of yesterday listening to my in-laws telling me, well, you're now officially middle-aged, you're now going into your late 40s. It was all those kind of jibes about getting old. Your business is about maybe, just maybe, reversing that process?
That's what I do. I help people try with, get them looking younger, help them with anti-aging. Yeah, variety of different things, really, that people come to me for. Could be hair removal. It could be age spots.
Okay.
All sorts of things.
Right. Before we talk about what you do now, how on earth did you find yourself doing this in the first place?
I'm a person who likes to learn. Primarily, and I originally was in the beauty when I finished college, and just wanted to learn more and more treatments and eventually ran out of things to do or to learn. And I decided to step over into the aesthetic world, which means it's more machine-led treatments, tend to be clinically proven treatments and treatments that generally work. So I quite like that atmosphere, that thing of making people look good but having a long-term effect. So I tipped over into that. I got my trainer's qualification, and I kind of a collaboration of all of those together, being a laser trainer, and thought, actually, I can do this myself. So I set up my own clinic 4 years ago, and that's where I am now.
And this whole industry is really growing. It's grown a lot, and it feels like it's growing all the time.
Yes, it's absolutely huge. It's really, treatments are a lot more affordable. Clients are searching more for what they can have done. They tend to do a lot more research of what's good, what's not. And it is a lot more achievable for people out there.
So what sort of procedures are you offering at your business?
So primarily I'm a laser clinic. So that means I'm doing things like laser hair removal, thread vein removal and pigmentation removal. So
right, pause. What is thread vein removal?
So people might have little broken capillaries around their noses. They might have them on their legs. Unsightly things that people don't want.
Okay.
And definitely want to get rid of them.
Okay. And so if somebody comes along to see you, do you tend to find, though, that, I don't know, you might have something on your face that's really irritated you for many years, you have that done, but then instantly you're thinking, well, I've had that done, so I could have that other thing done as well. In other words, are you permanently searching? Is there a permanent quest to try and make yourself as beautiful as you possibly can be?
I do think people do start with one thing and then they tend to find actually they can have something else done, or they may say, I've got this funny thing on my face, I don't really know what it is, and I can say, well, I can get rid of it. So people do have a variety of treatments with me. I do think there is a level of where the quest ends. I do think some people are permanently trying to do that anti-aging, but I think a lot of people are also realistic, and I think the most anti-aging thing is to try and look the best you can be.
And so in terms of what you're saying, is, you know, you're using lasers, is it mainly, I would call that non-invasive? Are you actually doing any procedures where you're physically touching people's faces, or is it all done by lasers? How does it work?
It is non-invasive because doctors are more invasive, obviously, than what I would be doing. But I am touching people, but I am using my laser as well. It will have a definite effect that it is removing. So if you think of a giant freckle or a thread vein or hair removal, they are all being completely removed.
But essentially, it's the laser that's doing the work.
Yes, it is.
And so in terms of when you started doing this, there must have been an air of nervousness about this for you. Do you still get nervous doing? I know you know what you're doing, and clearly you're the best in the UK according to these awards. But is there an air of nervousness because you know you're dealing with somebody's face? They've come in to make themselves look better than they were when they first walked in, and that's a big responsibility.
It is a big responsibility, but in answer to your question, no, I don't get nervous because I absolutely know my trade inside out, upside down, back to front. I know my limits, and I would say to somebody, actually, I can't help you if there's something that I couldn't, and I know other people to refer to. Mm. So no.
Has the cost of it come down? Is it still something for the rich and the wealthy?
No, it has come down to the average person as well, which is great.
So somebody comes in and they say to you, and I'm not asking for your entire price list here, but somebody comes in and says, you know, as you say, I've got that freckle and it's really annoyed me for many years. I mean, are we talking hundreds or thousands?
Freckle removal is hundreds.
Right. Okay. So relatively cheaply, if it's irritated you all your life, then they can go down that route without necessarily breaking the bank.
Absolutely.
Okay. In terms of next year, in terms of your business, do you work on your own?
I do work on my own. I do like working on my own. Clients seem to like that I work on my own because they always get to see me. So have thought about expanding, but at the moment, quite happy where I am.
Yeah, okay. Because and you've got a family as well, because your son's here today. So have you just got one son? Or
I've got two sons.
Okay.
So
you're juggling the business and family life and all the rest of it,
yes,
as well.
Yes, very much.
So you keep it to how you want it at the moment. Fantastic. Congratulations on the award. Do you get a trophy or something to put on the wall?
I've got two trophies.
Have you?
I've got my national trophy and I've got my regional trophy, and I've got a certificate to go with both of them. So
you need a cabinet.
I think I might do,
rate,
yes.
You need a cabinet. Sarah, congratulations on your award. If people want to find out more, are you online?
I certainly am. I'm at www.sureaesthetics.co.uk.
Okay, brilliant. We're going to play now Fern Kinney and Together We Are Beautiful, which feels like that might be the perfect song for you. Thank you so much, Sarah. Lovely to meet you. Happy New Year as well.
Thank you very much.